Welcome to the 13th day of the fast. You have started the journey, you will end the journey well. Very, very quickly, I'll look at two subjects very sharply. I'm going to look retroactively at what we dealt with yesterday and then what we're dealing with today, the potency of prayer. The potency of prayer. Prayer is so critical, vital in Scripture that the Bible literally admonished us to pray tirelessly, to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it said, pray without ceasing. Ephesians 6, 18, it said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Why is prayer so vital? Number one, at the altar of prayer, we experience the privilege of hearing and seeing God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives. At the altar of prayer, we experience the privilege of hearing, seeing God's plan, God's will, plan, purpose for our lives. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 1, I will stand on my watch. I will watch to see what he will say unto me. Secondly, at the altar of prayer, we experience the privilege of enforcing and establishing the will of God in the earth. We enforce it. First of all, we get to know what God wants. We got to know the will of God, the plan of God. And at that altar, we have the privilege of enforcing and establishing the will, the plan, and the purpose of God in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 1 and in verse 2, Daniel understood by books what God's plan was. And he went to the place of prayer and decided to enforce that plan of God. Thirdly, at the altar of prayer, we exercise the authority to interrupt and intercept with the agenda of the enemy. We exercise the authority to intercept and interrupt the agenda and devices of the enemy regarding our lives. Whatever the devil was planning, whatever the devil was up to, we intercept them. We interrupt them. Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. The Bible said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We scatter the plan of evil. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but no, it tells us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the Lord, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And then one of the weapons that he gave us to finish this wrestling is in verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So at the place of prayer, we intercept and interrupt the agenda of the enemy. Finally, at the altar of prayer, we have the privilege of experiencing total transformation. Luke chapter 9 verse 29, the Bible said, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Prayer does not only change things, prayer changes people. The man, the woman who prays is changed by their prayer. Somebody say a loud amen. I want to say something that may shock you. If prayer is that important, we need to pay attention to our prayer lives. And I heard something yesterday I never heard before. The Holy Spirit just quickened in my spirit. Say, if there is anything to pray for, you also need to pray for your prayer life. Hallelujah. Your prayer life. It is your life wire. It is, you say, pray without ceasing. What do we pray about regarding our prayer life? Number one, to be filled with the spirit of grace and supplication. To pray without struggle. Father, I ask for the spirit of grace and supplication. To pray without struggle. We took care of some of that yesterday. Zechariah chapter 12 and in verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Number two, what do we pray about and what do we pay attention to? Number two, to be filled with the help of God. To be able to literally pray without ceasing. It takes the help of God to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. So Lord, I need your help, because there are times where you are tired. But to pray, literally pray without ceasing, to receive the help of God. And thirdly, to resist every tendency of fainting, weariness, or giving up on God. I resist every tendency of fainting in prayer. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18:1. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap. Some people may say, I've been praying all these years, it has not produced any result. I've been praying all these years, it has not produced a result. No. To resist every tendency or temptation of fainting, weariness, giving up on God. Somebody say a loud amen. This is how potent prayer is. We took care of prayer yesterday, and we'll go for that today. Tonight, we are pressing further into the potency of praise, the potency of worship, and praise. The Bible said, in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So he's telling us to pray without ceasing. And he's telling us now also to give thanks almost unceasingly. Psalm 34 verse 1. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So it means that prayer is potent and praise is potent, because all of them are almost meant to be done ceaselessly. And then Psalm 150 and in verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
For as long as you are reminded that you are breathing, be reminded that you must praise God. Wow.
Why is praise that potent? Number one, the climate of praise is the guarantee of God's presence. The climate of praise is the guarantee of God's presence.
Psalm 16, verse 11.
Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and thy pleasures are right and our pleasures forevermore. Psalm 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the presence of Israel. Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. The climate of praise, the climate of worship, is the climate of God's presence. True is the guarantee of God's presence. Throughout 2026, you want the presence of God guaranteed. Praise is non-negotiable. Number two, the climate of praise, and when I say praise, I'm talking about praise, worship, thanksgiving, is the climate of praise, worship, thanksgiving, is the guarantee of divine direction, is the guarantee of the voice of God. You shall have a song in the night. Psalm 30, verse 29. When a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. What else are you looking for? Other than his presence, his voice. 2 Kings 3 and in verse 15. While the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha and he heard God. The climate is the guarantee of God's voice of direction. Number three, the climate of praise is the guarantee of divine preservation. Praise, worship, thanksgiving. You can't be wasted just like that. Psalm 32 and in verse 7. He said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Somebody say a loud amen. So watch your praise life. And there are three things I want us to watch against. Number one, trust God for the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. We live in a world of depression. If you are not careful, depression will overrun, overwhelm, and swallow your praise life. Isaiah 61 and in verse 3. There are many things to cause a man to be depressed. The garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness or depression. Number two, resist the spirit, the spell or spirit of murmuring and grumbling. It can be a standalone, it can come from depression, but it's normally standalone. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed, or the destroyer. Murmuring. Number three, resist the spirit of ingratitude, unthankfulness. Is that all? God has done something, but is that all? Is it not possible for God to do more than this? Is this all that God can do? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. These three things, depression, murmuring, ingratitude, Watch them. Watch against them. So they don't temper with your praise life. And so they don't temper with your prayer life. This year is your year. That amen has more potential. Amen. The potential is still bigger. Amen.
Stand on your feet to the loudest shout of amen. Amen. Lift your hands and let us begin in appreciation with God. Let's go ahead and appreciate God. Potencies of prayer and praise. Go ahead at the place of prayer. Let's go. Praise.
Ikonko prakish kelepenteria ka shakatala pala ishoranana bala balonke kia ka pantrendoskile paria katunte igongrendoskile pandrenosika pianika hinto igoshotala la banteria ka shataba in Jesus' mighty name we pray.